About a year ago, Vice President Biden, who lost his son Beau to brain cancer, called for a cancer moonshot to eradicate the disease. Earlier this year, President Obama launched a federal task force aimed at directing a decade of progress toward a cure in just 5 years. At the Cleveland Clinic Medical Innovation Summit, Biden listed some of the progress, including heightened prevention efforts, easier and quicker access to clinical trials, and most importantly, better sharing of research data.
The healthcare industry especially needs accuracy and forecasting, not soon, but now. If we could gather data from multiple sources and merge it, allow correlations, a new McKinsey study report says we could guide doctors in diagnosis and treatments and boost productivity by 0.7% every year.
Biden says combining more genetic and lifestyle information from cancer patients with the power of supercomputers will help researchers better understand what treatments work best for different cancers. Cleveland Clinic President and CEO Toby Cosgrove praised the vice president's work in boosting cancer research.
The Cancer Moonshot has catalyzed dozens of ideas, ventures, and collaborations in private sector, laying the groundwork for a new generation of cancer discovery and innovation. The Vice President's personal commitment and leadership has played no small role in creating this momentum. He has turned his personal tragedy into a benefit for millions.
Cosgrove says he doubts cancer will be cured in our lifetimes, but many cancers are now treatable, and he says with current and future progress, other cancers have been and will be reduced to chronic conditions instead of death sentences. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Kevin Niedermeyer.